Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
Turn to Hebrews chapter 11, because I couldn't get away from this. And I was trying to go in all kind of other directions, but I come back to right here, Hebrews chapter 11, because I found out if you're going to be a success in God, you got to simply do it God's way, and God's only got one way, and that's the way of faith, because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please Him, for those that come to Him must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Amen. Brother Bruce, you made it here anyway, didn't you? Amen. I probably the devil tried to talk about it, but I seen Brother Bruce one of these days. If y'all don't watch him, he's gonna tear them pews up back there. He's getting the starch out. You know what I'm talking about? One of these days he's gonna tear them pews up and he's gonna come tearing down through there because he can't stand it too much. He just gets so happy, he gets to grinning from ear to ear. He's out of the thriving metropolis of Shallow, Georgia. Now, if you don't know where Shallow, Georgia is, don't blink your eyes going up old 85 because you'll miss it. Amen. Amen. But glory to God, he's ready to dance and shout and ready to go on with God. I see Pastor Reynolds sitting there beside him, and he just lives right down the street. I think you could say in country talk, you could sling a rock down the road to where his house is, and now he'll shout and dance with you. He's getting a little starch out, you understand? But we're coming on, amen. But somebody said it ain't how loud you shout, it ain't how high you jump, and it ain't how much you dance. It's how much you believe God's word in relation to how high you're jumping and how much you're dancing. And how loud you're shouting, you know? Because in old time Pentecost, brother, they could run, dance, shout, and jump. But you know, when they hit the ground, they went home with some of the longest faces, had the mostest problems, if that's correct English, in Georgia Swamp language it might be. They had the most of problems of anybody that had ever seen. And I'm not knocking or belittling anybody. I mean, when you got to church, I mean, back then they didn't have workout clubs and what do they call them things, Dane, when you go and What is that all? Gym, yeah, hallelujah. They didn't have workout gyms back then, hallelujah, and aerobic classes, because when they come to church, they went to gym, brother God. I mean, they run, they danced, they shouted, they sweated, they got their heart rate up for a good hour and a half. I mean, the cardiologist was proud of them, amen. They might have went home sick of the dog, but they shouted while they was in church, amen, and went out the door saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. I'm come down with lumbago, my bago, feel like a winnebago has hit me. I don't know why I like that, but the terminology just sticks with me, you know? And they walked around in defeat all the time. Said, Brother Randy, how you know I grew up in that kind of atmosphere, and I'm not a knocking nobody, but I'm here to tell you, nobody had any victory any time. The greatest thing, the most excitement, and it seemed that anybody could have, if they got this dreadful disease that nobody had ever heard of, that they could call somebody when they get home, I want to give you a prayer request. I've got this dreadful disease. They don't know the name of it, but I got it. Hallowed be you, God. I got it. I got it. I got it. I would think, sister, if I got it, or brother, if I got it, I'd let it go. I mean, if I got something I don't want, I know how to turn loose of it. You ever picked up a hot frying pan on the stove that's been sitting there with grease in it for a while? How long did it take you to look at that hot frying pan? It didn't take you very long at all. If you got something that you won't want to hold, you can get rid of it, can't you? Well, it works the same way in the spiritual realm. If something comes along and grabs a hold to you, you can get rid of it unless you want to hold on to it. But there's a lot of folks that want to hold on to things. Say, Brother Randy, why are you saying this? I don't know. Open my mouth, let her fly. Is that all right? Now, my wife ain't here tonight. She's with her mama, but she gets on me about that. She said that's what they used to say in old time Pentecost, and they'd get out and spew up doubt and unbelief. Now, you shut up, and you get up there and tell them you've been a praying and study. Well, I've been praying and studying. And so, my wife, y'all put it on tape or don't let her hit one, because she's going to corner me about it. And, honey, I've been praying. I was up this morning. I don't have to tell you, but I was up 4:30. God had me up speaking to me about tonight. I mean, sometimes it said that Jesus was up in the wee hours of the morning, the early hours, way before dawn. And sometimes God does me that way. My wife say, honey, where are you going? I said, I got to go, honey. I can't lay here. She said, what you doing? Got to go. God's talking to me. Got to go. Don't you know you need some rest? I said, He's my rest. He's all I need. Somebody said, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. And I'm here to tell you, if the Lord is your shepherd, you'll not want. You'll not have any needs. You'll not have any problems. You'll not have any tests. You'll not have any pressures. You'll not have any oppression or trials of life that you cannot overcome. So it's time tonight to get victory in your life and go on with God, regardless of what you're facing, regardless of what it looks like. We're going to be a success in Him. Said, so, Brother Randy, you ever going to read our scripture? In a minute. Amen. We're going to get there in a minute. Say, Brother Randy, didn't you go to Bible school? Yes, sir. I went out there to Bible school. Brother Dane, didn't y'all go out there to that Bible school I went to? Rhema Bible Training Center. Now, out there, they taught us this thing, this subject. Now, y'all make sure I got this right. It's a big old word, you know. And I know them nickel and dime word, but they got this big word. I think they call it homiletics. Isn't that right? They taught us about homiletics out there at Bible school, which simply means that's how to study, prepare, and present a sermon. You got an introduction, you got a main body, you got a conclusion. You understand? Well, I didn't know too much about them homiletics because I was a country boy out of the swamps of Georgia. But I knew a whole lot about them home-like chainsaws. You understand? So if I get to buzzing more like the home light than I do homiletics, just forgive me because I can't always go by the homiletics, but I can buzz like a home light when the Holy Ghost gets to moving on me. Amen? So say, Brother Randy, I've done that a little bit myself. Well, we'll call it the home light anointing then. I don't know whatever you want to call it. Somebody said the homiletic anointing. Get the home light anointing. Amen. I mean, sort of run through you by the voltage of the Holy Ghost. It'll charge you up, and I'll guarantee it'll cut out any thicket, brush, or briar to get you in your way. Amen. When you get charged up with the Holy Ghost, you can go on by the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And so anyway, we better try to read some kind of scriptures to back up some of this stuff, or get going in that direction anyway. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It says, for by it what? Faith, the elders obtain a good report. Faith always has a good report. I said, faith always has a good report. Say that. Say, faith always has a good report. So that means if you got faith, you've got what? A good report. That means you're going to be saying what? Everything is going to be all right. Brother Randy, you don't know what I'm facing. Yeah, but everything is going to be all right. Brother Randy, you don't know what I'm feeling, but everything is going to be all right. But, Brother Randy, I was at the doctor today, you know, and I was in the hospital today, and I had chemotherapy today. You know, my mother-in-law was there. We love her dearly. And the doctor just basically, you know, said there's no hope without medical science. Isn't that right, basically? And we won't go into all the negative reports, but we're on the positive side, and we say in the face of contradictory circumstances that everything is still going to be all right. Amen? Glory to God. Somebody said, I want great faith. How are you going to ever know if you got great faith or not unless you put it up against a great test? Amen? And it's just a challenge and an opportunity to prove that God's Word is true. The bigger the test, the bigger the trial, the bigger your faith can grow. Amen? Said, Brother Randy, I've been a-praying for great faith. Are you sure you want it? Do you sure that you want to match your faith against the test or trial or obstacle or circumstance that's around? I'm here to tell you, if you do, you can. And you'll overcome every single time that says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What I get out of verse number 1, he said faith is the substance of things hoped for. Somebody said, I'm a hoping and I'm a praying that everything's going to be alright. Forgive me, but the truth of that is simply this. No, you're doubting and unbelieving. Amen. There's nothing wrong with hope, but all hope is a goal setter. It's a desire. It sets you in the direction that you need to go, but hope alone is not enough because the Bible says so, not because because I say so. The Bible says now faith is the substance, our basis, our grounds, are the evidence, you could say, of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So it's good to have hope. It's good to have a desire about what you want to happen in your life. But desire alone or hope alone is not enough. You've got to have something that backs up that hope to bring to pass your desire. And what that ingredient is called faith. But unless you take that ingredient and release it into your life, into your circumstances, into your situation, it's not going to change. You've got to get faith off the pages of God's Word, get it into your heart, and release it out of your life into your circumstances, your situations, whether it be spiritually, physically, materially, financially, educationally, family matters, children, it does not matter. Your faith can change your hopeless circumstances and situations. So hope is good, but hoping and praying is not going to get your circumstances and situations changed. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.